This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, a good tovach. As we learn a very long and detailed Mishnah Yomis, sponsored by the Fisher family, Linishmas Bas Bas Rabbi Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, Ali Linishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Fili Yomosh Ben Chai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basileya, for the schus of Avram Ben Yom Ben Ish Ben Malki Yehudis, Vayel Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Hinda Bas Chai, Sarah, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shirulea, Dvar Bash Shajabina, Moshmeh ben Esther Fradel, Meh ben Chayasara, Yitzhak ben Sim ben Dusha, they should have a Rufu Shalem of Besech Shachal Yisrael. Now, the first Keli that we discuss in the Mishnah is the pole of a Comer's weighing machine. This was a Comer that weighed fabric, had a pole, and had a hook where a bag of yarn was attached to it, then a weight, which he moved along until it balanced out and showed the weight of the bag. Now, the pole had these hooks on it. So although the pole was wood, and normally pshute kleitz is not mekabel tuma, but the pole of the weigher of the comb, tame mipneyun kluyos, because of these hooks that held the weight, v'shel bali batim, but if it's the scale of an amateur, now sometimes the amateur hang the weight with a rope and not with hooks. Now if it would be with a rope, then there's nothing metal, so then it won't be tame. So shel bali batim im yesh bayun kluyos, if it has a hook, it's tame. If it's made out of rope, it's tar. Unkelin shel katofin. The porter has a pole of wood that goes on his back. There's a hook on either end which he hangs the bags. There, since the ikur is the pole and not the hooks, so tahira, the pole is pshute kleitz, it's tar. V'shel reichlin, but if it's of a peddler. Now, the peddler had a pole that went on one shoulder from the front to the back, and hung from it are receptacles that have spice in it. Now, since they're receptacles, so then the ikur is the receptacle, and then the pole is temeya. Reb Yudai Meshel Reichlin Shel Afon of temeya, the front, the hook in the front, that's tummy, because there he keeps the receptacle. V'shela akarav, which is just a counterweight, is tahira. Unkele dargish. Dargish is a leather bed. Now the leather strip has loops, and those loops are attached to hooks on the frame of the bed, on the wooden frame. Now wooden bed is mekabel tuma, because it's mekabel tuma's medris, it's something that's made for sleeping, which would zavar and neither would be metame, and therefore the hooks that are attached to the bed are tmeya. V'shel naklitin tahirin. Naklitin, as we learned in Masechta Sukkah, in the middle of the front of the bed and the middle of the back of the bed, there was a post that went vertically up. From there was horizontally a post, and then they threw a drape over it, a canopy. This was like a triangular canopy. So these posts, even though they had a piece of metal at the top of it, but since they're pshute clay aids, they're tahira. Shelshida, the hook that hangs a chest on the wall, that hook, it's used to hang a chest, that's tmeya. V'shel akun, but the hook that's in a fish trap is tahira. Shel shulchan, the hook that hangs a small table on the wall is tamei. Shel menorah se'etz, a wooden candelabra. Now, a wooden candelabra doesn't have a base kibbutz because it's a flat platform which lamps were put on. So it's a pshute kleitz. So therefore, the hook that attached it to the wall is tar. Zaklal. Kol ha'mechubel tamei, whatever is connected to tamei is tamei. V'ha'mechubel tar, tar, whatever is connected to tar is tar. V'kulon, and all of them, achas b'fnei atzma, when they become disconnected, since they don't have their own name, but it's called the hook of the table, or the hook of the chest, they're tahiris. Because remember we said, if it doesn't have its own name, only a shem levai, it's not mekabel tumah. These mishnayos have such details, kisui teni shel matkes shel bali batim. A balabas has a metal vessel that stores scrap metal, and it has a metal cover. Rabbi Gamliel mitame. Rabbi Gamliel says the metal cover is tame because you turn it around and sometimes use it as a utensil itself. The chacham mitame. The chacham say it's only the cover; it's not a utensil in itself, and therefore it's tar. However, v'shel roifim, the cover of the vessel of a doctor, that is definitely used to store medicine, tame. Hadela shebemigdol, the iron door of a wooden cabinet. Shel bali batim tahira, because the main thing is the cabinet. The cabinet being holding more than 40 saw is too big, it's not mekabel tumah. And the metal door is tuffled to it, it's not mekabel tumah. But for shel roifim, the metal door of the cabinet of a doctor, which he uses the metal door itself to hang his instruments on, tameya. Hayituchin. These are tongs. Tongs are tameim. The prochim is a instrument inserted in through a hole into the oven that holds a keli that you could move it around on the fire. And since this instrument is inserted into the oven and the oven is attached to the ground, tahir. Akrav beis habad, the scorpion-like claw of the beam of the olive press that's used for crushing grapes, tameya. However, v'unkelei shebaksalim, hooks in the wall, since they're attached to the wall, which is mechuba lekarka, is tahira. Wow. This is really, really some special large mishnayos. What a triple crown we have here this evening. The Sutton is trying to bother us with a clock that's making noise. But Reuven Shannon is not letting it succeed. It really was nice to have so many of you here tonight. I want to remind you that this week, the shir is earlier. This week's shir is 9:05, not 9:10. This week's shir is 9:05. We're getting earlier now. We do not have a sponsor at all for this week's shir. So we're looking for a sponsor. 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a good tovach. Shelley, what's the story with tomorrow?
I think I arrive noonish. At any rate, I'll be back home by tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so sometime probably. We'll look in the...
Unless I make another chili, then you might miss him.
Well, if not, then Marshall will do the article.
There you go. It's very handy, Rabbi. I gotta tell you.
Well, that's what happens. When you eat the chili, you're a little bit mixed up.
They put something in it, there's no question.
I see, and I... Have a wonderful vach, everybody.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.